The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. The words inspired by the Holy Spirit are recorded in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 9th verse. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was deceit found in his mouth. The title of the devotion is The Assigned Grave. Military people understand assignments. Seldom does a person have a voice in what or where he is assigned. Even if he did, it's the authority of the superior that makes it happen. Jesus also understood assignments. He was assigned a mission. He was assigned a set of parents and the place where he was to be born. He was assigned where he would live and where he would die. He was even assigned a certain grave. Like everything else in his life, that gravesite was remarkable. Although he had never broken a law of earth or heaven, he was executed as a criminal and buried in the earth that held the bodies of generations of sinful, guilty breakers of law. When holy angels saw what would happen, we wonder if they gasped in surprise. The Holy One would lie among the guilty. And yet the surprise of angels is matched by the surprise of humans. The one who possessed no great wealth, who, as he said, had no place to lay his head, he would end up buried among the rich. It wasn't by chance that he was labeled a criminal, and it wasn't by accident that he was buried with the wealthy in the grave of Joseph of Arimathea. All this happened according to an eternal loving plan. All this followed God's plan of salvation. The same loving God has a plan for us. He assures us that he does not plan to harm or punish us, but to give us hope and a future. His plan deposits us in heaven. It is not by chance or accident that we have been brought to where we are today, nor will that happen tomorrow. No matter if the sun is shining our life's path, or we are walking under dark clouds and pouring rain, we are not drones. We are not robots. He uses our decision-making, but he leads us. Just like with Jesus, the Savior God has a plan for us, a good plan. If it involves danger or loss, if it brings pain or anguish, it is still a good plan. It is God's plan. The apostle asks, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?" Romans 8:32. Our God makes assignments with love and care. Does that mean that he has even picked out the place where we will be buried, where our body will rest until he returns to raise it to glory? The answer in the affirmative brings us comfort and assurance. We pray, Lord of our life, and guardian of our soul, we place our lives into your hands. Not only are you more wise than we, more powerful, but also more loving. Guide and direct our lives as you see fit. This we know will allow blessings to come while on earth and glory to share in heaven. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.